In this bulletin, the New South Wales Premier calls for the Hillsong Church to be fined over an event that breached public health orders. Victoria to convert two quarantine facilities into medi-hotels to ease the burden on hospitals. And in sport, Tasmania hosts its first ever men's Ashes test. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says Hillsong should be fined over holding a youth camp where crowds were filmed, allegedly breaching COVID-19 public health orders. Videos emerged this week showing hundreds of people inside a large tent at the Hillsong summer camp in Newcastle, without masks, singing and dancing while a band performed on stage. The camp began days after changes to public health orders took effect, banning singing and dancing at major events. New South Wales Police says it won't fine the church, instead opting to liaise with organisers to ensure future compliance. But Mr. Perrottet says if Hillsong's broken the law, it must face the consequences.
I'll take the advice in relation to the legal teams at New South Wales Health, and if they are in breach, which is what the information I've received from the Health Minister is, then a fine should be issued.
In the last 24 hours, New South Wales has reported a record 29 COVID-related deaths and more than 63,000 new COVID cases. There are more than 2,500 people being treated for COVID-19 in hospital. The Victorian government has announced two quarantine facilities will be converted into medi-hotels for recovering COVID-19 patients to alleviate pressure on the hospital system. In the last 24 hours, the state recorded 18 COVID-19-related deaths and more than 34,000 new cases, including more than 15,400 from rapid antigen tests and more than 19,000 from PCR tests. The number of patients with COVID-19 in hospital has climbed to a record high of 976, with 112 of those patients in intensive care. Acting Health Minister James Molino says COVID-19 patients nearing the end of their hospital stay will be transferred to Pullman on Swanston in Melbourne CBD and Mantra at Epping in the city's north to complete their treatment from next week.
This will alleviate some of the pressure on our hospitals, moving some patients out of the hospital system who can otherwise be cared for in a medi hotel. All patients will be medically assessed by the hospital before transfer to ensure that they're well enough to be relocated. They'll remain under the care of the hospital and still be considered an inpatient even while they're in the medi hotel.
Four detainees at the Alice Springs Youth Detention Centre in the Northern Territory have been diagnosed with COVID-19. The Northern Territory Families, Housing and Communities says all four are not symptomatic and have been isolated to avoid spreading the virus to other inmates. The Correctional Centre says it's suspending the intake of detainees. The centre also says as part of its COVID management plan, young people may be transferred to the controversial Dondale Youth Detention Centre near Darwin. The Territory Government has previously accepted recommendations from the NT Juvenile Justice Royal Commission to shut down and replace Dondale after evidence of the use of tear gas and a spit hood on children. There are currently about 30 to 40 children and youths detained in Dondale. And to sport. Tasmania is hosting its first men's Ashes test in history as England fights to claim its first victory of the series. The series is already decided, with Australia winning the Brisbane, Adelaide and Melbourne tests before drawing with the tourists in Sydney. But England's hoping the conditions at Hobart's Belrive Oval will work in its favour. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, sunny 27 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy 27, Melbourne, showers 25, much the same in Hobart, a top of 25 degrees, Canberra, shower or two, Wollongong, possible storm 28, similar conditions in Sydney, 30 degrees, Newcastle, showers with a possible storm and a top of 30, Brisbane, mostly sunny 31, Cairns, partly cloudy 33 degrees, and Darwin, showers with a possible storm 31. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.